Welcome to California Family Health Council's podcast addressing current issues in STD management. This segment is entitled Addressing Health Disparities Related to STDs. And I'm Denise Lewis. I'm a nurse practitioner. With me today is Tim Vincent from the California STD HIV Prevention Training Center. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So, Tim, I wanted to start by sharing with you, I recently read a thought-provoking statement. It's said health equity is the attainment of the highest level of health for all people. It's an inclusive health and social system that treats people equitably and creates conditions in which all people can achieve optimal health. This reflects an educated society and a strong economy. Okay, that's from the U.S. Health and Human Services National Partnership for Action to End Health Disparities. But Tim, well-documented disparities persist in the U.S. for all kinds of reasons. There are health reasons, including disparities in the rates of STDs and HIV infections. What do you think about this?
Well, I think it's a big issue right now. And surveillance data for STDs and HIV have shown a lot higher rates of these infections in particular racial and ethnic groups when you're comparing them to the total rates. You know, everybody, you know, should be concerned about the health of all Americans, and it's important to recognize that these disparities are, I think they're unacceptable, and in many times, I think they're correctable. Policymakers have been, as well as groups who represent these communities, been working to close these gaps. The CDC recently have put some efforts to raise awareness and understanding of many of these disparities to address these problems. You may know that the National HIV/AIDS Strategy that came out recently, one of the goals was really to end disparities around HIV. And this was the first time, actually, we've ever had a national strategy specifically around HIV in this country.
And I'm so proud of it. I really am. So, but when you look at the most recent data that you have about disparities with the STD rates, what did you see?
Well, for all people of color communities, African Americans, Latinos, Pacific Islanders, and others, all of them bear a disproportionate burden of STD and HIV in this country. If you're looking at an example like gonorrhea, which particularly stands out, that in 2010, about 70% of all the reported cases of gonorrhea occurred among African Americans. And this rate is about 20 times higher than it is among whites. If you're looking at HIV, African American people represent about 14% of the U.S. population, and about half of the new infections of HIV are among African American people.
Since the topics for these podcasts are specifically gonorrhea and chlamydia infections, from what you've just said, this sounds like not only an issue of health inequities, but also social injustice.
You know, I would completely agree with that, Denise. I think this issue really raises complex questions about some of the interconnecting factors that affect the health of communities and individuals. There's research now that really shows that health disparities are as much or more about things like socioeconomics as they are about behavior or biological factors. So when we're addressing these inequities with our patients, it's really important that we consider and include some of these aspects like poverty, racism, homophobia, because many of these factors are really shown to influence the transmission of STDs and HIV.
Well, I want to make a difference as a provider, but really, practically speaking, what can I do on an individual patient care level to address these disparities, you know, especially with the STD cases?
Well, I think it really begins with acknowledging some of the things that we've just been discussing, really, and then consistently applying the clinical and prevention tools that we've already been applying. You know, as a clinician, that screening is a cornerstone for chlamydia and gonorrhea control, and that we really need to use every opportunity, whether an exam is indicated or not, to screen young people of color. I think it's important to perform a brief risk assessment to look for the risk factors like new partners or a partner who has other partners. You know, I think it's always been appropriate and still is to give good education messages like condoms prevent STD and HIV transmission, that it's important for people to get tested regularly, I would say at least once a year, and then to spend a few minutes with risk reduction counseling, you know, problem solving some of the ways that your patient can help to reduce her or his risk. And then I think it's really important to work with young people in the community to identify outreach opportunities. Can you go to schools? Can you be in stores, malls, places where that you can really build that awareness and come to them around some of these issues so that they can understand that screening exists?
Tim, thank you so much for sharing this. I mean, it's going to really make a difference for me as a provider. And thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for listening.